I'm sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we can't do it with the current. Next item, Carla, is item number 153, time certain, please.
Proclaim February 19, 2020 to be Rip City Day.
Colleagues, the City Council would like to take some time to officially recognize a milestone birthday in our community. 50 years ago, in 1970, one of the most beloved National Basketball Association franchises was born right here in Portland, Oregon. Since then, the Portland Trail Blazers have stolen the hearts of fans both near and far, making 35 playoff appearances, three trips to the NBA Finals, and of course, an NBA championship in 1977. With heated rivalries with both Los Angeles teams and our former Pacific Northwest rivalry with the Seattle Sonics, the Trail Blazers have been a source of tremendous pride in our community. The pride extends throughout the city of Portland. The Blazers organization makes it a point to give back and invest in our community. Their Make It Better Foundation work and their commitment to youth through the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, it is very clear through all of these efforts and others that this franchise embodies the true spirit of Portland, and it's woven into the fabric of our great community. The Trail Blazers have maintained that strong commitment, engendering a spirit of service and sustainability, and we as a city are better off for it. So today, we want to honor the Trail Blazers' rich history, recognize the team's many accomplishments and contributions to the community as we celebrate the 50th year anniversary. We'd also like to memorialize the beloved moniker that we all know and love, Rip City, founded by the original mayor of Rip City himself, the amazing, legendary Bill Shonley, who's with us here today. Thanks to Bill, Rip City has grown from a nickname to an entire community. We're honored to have as guests here today, team president and CEO, Chris McGowan, announcer Bill Shonley, and a super fan we've all seen at Blazers home games, Rolia Manyanga-Jones, better known as the Dancing Lady. And get this, she has also been a season ticket holder for 29 years. But before they share their remarks and before I read our proclamation declaring this day to be Rip City Day in Portland, we'd like to share a look back at the team's first 50 years. So if you direct your attention to the screens, we'll show a brief video.
We'll be right back.
thank you for being here today. We appreciate it, Mr. McGowan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. On behalf of the Trailblazers organization, I would like to thank Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners for their continued support of the Trailblazers. We're honored by the city's recognition of the franchise's 50th anniversary and excited to have today proclaimed Rip City Day, February 19th. Though today is one of celebration, we'd like to take a moment to offer our condolences on the passing of Commissioner Nick Fish. He was a passionate supporter of all things Portland, including the Trailblazers, and he's dearly missed here today. We're very fortunate to have a fan base who tirelessly supports our team and our city through the highs and lows of each city season. And we're excited to see the Rip City community be honored here today because they're all part of our legacy. We thank you for all you do to support the citizens of Rip City, and we look forward to continuing to work together to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion, environmental stewardship, and make a positive impact on and off the court. After all, we're all citizens of Rip City. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
From one mayor to another, Mayor of Rip City, and to you, sir.
Thank you.
We want to thank you and the council for this wonderful opportunity that you have decided. Rip City Day, I'm just overwhelmed by the entire affair because I had no idea back in 1970 that Rip City was going to come out of my mouth. It just did. And it took a little while, some baby steps. But look what's happened. The organization is Rip City Incorporated, and wherever you go, now not only here in Portland, around the state, the Northwest, but for that matter, all over the world. And it's all my fault. But thank you very, very much. I'm honored, and the organization is too.
The honor is all ours. Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, I do have a name. It's Ralia. But no, in Portland, as the dancing lady, I'm very honored to be here. I'm originally from Liberia, from a small village. I never knew one day I would ever be dancing in an arena that everybody begins to know me. But I am a true diehard Blazer fan to the max. I just started one day in the Coliseum dancing, and the camera got on me, and they haven't left me since. So I will always, always be proud to be a Blazer fan. And we are very honored. I'm very honored to be a part of this Rip City Day. This is history, and the legacy lives on. And I will always dance until I'm 95 years old.
And you are an important part of that legacy, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
I don't know if my colleagues would like to make some comments before I read the proclamation. Commissioner Hardesty.
One more thing.
Yes,
please.
Yeah, you yes. Got it, Mr. Shanley.
Well, I can't get up there.
Hold on 1 second. Wait, we're going to wait.
We got help.
We're going to do, Bill, I think we're going to do that.
We're going to come down
comments.
And get you, yeah. So hang on to that.
Boom!
We're going to do that last.
I'll take it. I just want to say what an honor it is to be on the city council at this time to be able to honor the Trailblazers. I'll tell you a story about the year I moved here, January 1st, 1990. And I moved here as a diehard Chicago Bulls fan, right? I had the audacity to like go out in public at my Chicago Bulls equipment while the Blazers and the Bulls were fighting for the championship, right? Now that takes a brave person, right, to do that. Since then, however, I want you to know that I have also become a diehard Blazer fan. And here's why. It is because of the incredible men who have had the privilege of playing on the Blazers team, but more importantly, who've had the ability to really give to the community. I think of folks like Jerome Kersey. There's a whole list from back in that era of men who understood that they had an obligation to give back to the community that they were in, and they were very humble with how they did that. And so that has always stayed in my heart. Jerome Kersey, in fact, did a public service announcement with me way back when I had another job. So that's what I remember, right? I like basketball just because I like watching men run up and down in those little shorts, right? but more importantly, I really value the maturity, the respect, the kindness that Trailblazers have shown this community. And so I am very honored to be here and to help with this 50-year celebration.
Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly?
Thank you, Mayor. I will just quickly say I'm very sorry I'm not there to share in the festivities today. Mr. Sharma, it's always a treat to hear your voice in chambers. I didn't realize I was born the same year as Rip City, but it makes sense because while I am not the world's biggest sports fan, the Blazers will always have a place in my heart. So thank you, and sorry to miss it.
Thank you. So now it's my honor to read a proclamation on behalf of the City Council and by extension the City of Portland. Whereas the City of Portland is honored to recognize our men's professional basketball franchise as the 2019-20 season marks the Trailblazers' 50th anniversary season. Whereas, as we take time to honor the rich history of the franchise, we would like to memorialize a beloved moniker of the City of Portland that was born out of an electrifying moment at a Trailblazers game against the Los Angeles Lakers on February 18, 1971. And whereas, Portland became known as Rip City during that game, a phrase founded by the legendary Bill Shonley, the voice of the Trailblazers from 1970 to 1998, who was inducted into the Oregon Sports Hall of Fame in 1999 and received the Kurt Gowdy Media Award from the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2012. And whereas the term Rip City has come to represent a diehard pride and passion for the Trailblazers and the entire city of Portland. And whereas, we honor the Trailblazers fans who have transformed Rip City from a nickname into a community and who contribute to the success of the team and create an incredible atmosphere for the Trailblazers' home games. And whereas, we commend the Trailblazers for the organization's dedication to positively impacting the community of Rip City through the work of the Trailblazers Foundation, advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion work, and environmental stewardship. And whereas, Rip City brings people together to create lasting memories through the power of sport. And now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, Rip City, do hereby proclaim February 19th, 2020, to be Rip City Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Wow. Thank you. And if you can come up here.
Now?
Now's the time. The exchange.
You jumped the gun a little.
Nobody told me.
Basketball. My name is on there, and Jim Barnett, who started it all with that fabulous shot back in 1971 or 1970, and that was, in essence, the birth of Rip City. Thank you again for this day.
Thank you, Mr. Shonley. Thank you.
No, Mr. Mayor.
I guess he told you.
Thank you, and we'll put this in the
seat. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Do a little one-on-one later?
Yeah, right.
All right, well, that is a fantastic way to end our meeting.
Hear, hear.
We are adjourned.